Hebrews chapter 3. Wherefore, verse 1, Hebrews chapter 3. We're going right back to Ephesians in just a minute, but this is foundational thing, stuff we need to lay. Wherefore, holy brethren, I want you to see in Scripture that he is the chief cornerstone. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. See, if you're holy brethren, you're a partaker of the heavenly calling. Now look what he said. Partakers of the heavenly calling. Consider who? Consider who? The apostle. And what else? And the high priest of our confession. Who is he? Christ Jesus. So he is the chief cornerstone. He the one called the shots. We're the one to follow his instruction. So this is what we want to do. So when we come together and when we go through life, we'll know that we are under his instruction. Amen. Amen. Look at verse 21, back to Ephesians 21. So I told you not to leave. In whom all the building fitly what? Framed together. What is it doing while it fitly framed together? Groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. Zion was put together by God. It's his dwelling place. A holy temple for the Lord, in whom ye also are what? Come on now. In whom ye also are built together. Why are you put together? For a dwelling place or a habitation of God through the Spirit. God wants you to be spirit alive, spirit led, spiritual taught. You are to be move, prompted, responsive to the Holy Spirit. Too many have allowed their flesh to become more, they have become more responsive to flesh, to others, religion, tradition, theories, laziness, uncommitment, I don't care. I'm going to do what I want to do. But you are put together for God's own dwelling. Are you in the house today? And it called for reverence. Oh, yeah. I said to walk with God, for God to have access to you as he brought you over into this place called Zion. You were put together for him. Not for sin, not for evil, not for violence. He even told you, hold your peace and I will fight your battle. He didn't intend for you to get violent and evil. The only fight he told you and me to fight is the good fight of faith. That's the only one. Flesh and blood is not your problem, enemy. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with what? Principalities and power. The root of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what we're dealing with. But we were put together, brought out of that world of confusion, and brought over into the kingdom and put together for a habitation of God. Did you hear what I say? Did you hear? You were put together for God. You weren't put together for destruction. That's why he told you to fight the good fight of faith. Stand your ground. Don't you allow it in your house. Don't you allow it in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, you see, we're moving on. You see, when we believe on his son Jesus, we became just like him. Because he calls us brethren. Am I right? Because I just read, wherefore, holy brethren. We became just like him. He's the head. We makes up the body. Hallelujah. This is why he said that we should desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Huh? Let's go to First Peter 2:1. Let's back up to First Peter 2:1. Give me that in. We can do that in the King James. First Peter 2:1. I believe we can accomplish what the Spirit of God wants us to say through that translation. What did I say? 1 Peter 2:1. Now listen real close now. I may have to read another translation. Wherefore do what? Laying aside what? How much of it? All malice. And what else? All guile. And what else? Hypocrisies. And what else? Envy and all evil speaking. See, you don't bring that over into this kingdom. You don't bring it over into this open desire. He said, lay it aside, get rid of it. When you pull your work clothes off, you don't take them into the bathroom with you. You lay them aside. You can understand that. I'm trying to be very simple. Because you don't do that. They dirty and smelly and all that, and you take a good bath and jump back in. You don't do that. If you are, there's something wrong with you. So God said, don't bring that over here. You are my stone now. You're my son. You're my daughter. I'll clean you up. And you lay this stuff aside. You get it out of your flesh. Get it out of your mind. Because see, stuff you get born again free from, your mind has to be renewed, because it retaining something that you still thinking before you got saved. Now you're saved, you're still thinking those things. Yeah. He said, lay them aside. Yeah. Don't think like that. Right. Don't get into activity with your flesh as what you, like you did before you got saved. Because see, I've called you now and brought you over here, and you for me and me alone. Cora Jones couldn't keep acting like a single girl when I married her. She had to start acting like a married woman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.